She calls herself a healthcare expert, but she ran our public health system into the ground. As finance chair of the Cincinnati Board of Health, she mismanaged the budget, creating a $2.7 million deficit.
America is strongest when its workers and families can save and plan for a strong financial future. The life insurance industry is committed to that kind of security, and protecting every future has your back when it comes to your future.
She escaped a brutal regime that persecuted its people. She worked her way through college and served in the Pentagon after 9/11. In Congress, she will fight to protect all Florida families.
Long-term care centers are fighting for vulnerable seniors. They're working double shifts around the clock, but they can't do it alone. They need resources to win this battle so they can keep our residents safe.
Ah, the 70s. Disco was the craze, bell-bottom jeans were the fashion, and this guy was running for office. No wonder he opposes term limits. He's just a career politician who's never held a real job. He's not who he says he is. His failed construction business ran up millions in debt and eventually folded. He's a failed businessman and a phony. His company didn't pay its bills and destroyed Iowa jobs. Getting justice for survivors of sexual assault. Cracking down on human trafficking. Putting violent criminals behind bars. Finally, an attorney general who is making Missouri families safer.